Hello and welcome back to Core Finance. I'm Matt Brown, joined by Sean Richards from Not a Yes Man Economics. It's UK Budget Day. We're coming to you live before the announcement, before Mr. Hammond steps up to the dispatch box. Just talk us through the budget and also the Bank of England and the data released yesterday from the OBR.
Well, the first thing is, and in fact, it was, if you take out the sort of leaks over the weekend, first actual announcement comes on Monday, which is something of a surprise from the Bank of England, which is there's a lot of debate at the minute as to whether the government can find money for various different areas, NHS, schools and so on, housing. And suddenly we find that the Bank of England's requesting £25 billion more for the banks, which now there's various oddities in this. Let me, as best as I can, recall what I said in the letter, that the banks need more money because the economy is stronger and they're lending a lot more. Now, ordinarily, most people would regard that as a manna from heaven from the banks, so why do they need more? And the specific here is that the Term Funding Scheme, which for those that are not aware, was set up in August 2016 to allow banks to go directly to the Bank of England and borrow at bank rate or very close to it. It was supposed to grow to around about 100 billion. This August, the Bank of England decided another 15 billion needed to be added to the maximum. And then suddenly on Monday, another 25 billion went on. So the potential total is now 140 billion. So they're obviously doing this because they think it's probably going to be used. And then we come back to a sort of fundamental issue here is, through the whole credit crunch era, loads of areas get told that there's no money, but there's always money for the banks. If we look at this more deeply, what does it mean? I think that there are two routes through on this. One is, in line with all the talk about there being something for the housing market, well, one of my arguments has been that this particular money has made mortgages cheaper. Now, this is a sad thing of, well, I'll leave the Bank of England to explain this, why they raise bank rate and then allow mortgages to be cheaper. There's obviously a contradiction there, but that seems to be the game in town. And it poses all sorts of issues, I think. I know you put them up and take them down. But we still return to the fundamental point of it making credit easier. Now we get to the next issue. It said that unsecured credit needs to be reined in, except some of this 25 billion will leak there too. Because if you give the banks cheap money, where's the place they can make the most on it? Who's further down the thing? Personal loans and so on. We've seen this. And maybe also the car finance sector, as the money chunks through the system, although mostly it's by subsidiaries of car companies. Who knows, they might count as banks these days. They might be applying for a few quid. So there's quite a lot in that that hasn't really been covered and might be as significant as anything that's announced in a few hours' time. If we move forward to yesterday and the public finances figures, in many respects, they were pretty good. What I mean by that is that I'm sure people have probably seen the fact that the monthly numbers were worse than a year ago.
Yes.
But that was driven by a factor that's known. What I mean by that is it was a chunky month for index-linked debt.
Yes.
Paying out on. And because the retail price index, now it's complex here because it's actually a lag measure they use, but it's roughly double what it was.
Yes.
And so that's made it a lot more expensive. The other factors in there, revenue and things like that, are not too bad. Economy's continuing to grow. We seem to be getting in more tax. So that underlying thing is not too bad. And that's a, if you switch on the TV or radio this morning, lots of places are saying it's bad. Well, actually, that's not true. If you look at the underlying picture, there's not too bad. If he wished to ease, he could. And of course, the other side of that situation is it's so cheap to borrow right now. So if in a few hours' time he wanted to, he could. If we come now to today, what might we expect? There have been so many hints on the housing market that I think now he almost has to do something,
doesn't it? Yeah, priced in.
Yeah, and as to which way or as to whether we'll get all of it, I don't know. But I do have a big problem with all this is, which is he's supposedly helping people to buy a house, but all of these measures make the price more expensive, so next time it's even harder. And this has been a contradiction in British economic policy for about as long as I can remember, I think, really. Because it is, and apologies to people that live in particular areas, have been drops like Northern Ireland, but the general picture has been of what? 25 years of house prices going up? Much more so recently? So that's one area. But coming back to the fundamental point of today, Can you borrow?
Yeah, if he wanted to.
Will he?
We'll see.
Moving on to the technical aspects, there's been a lot of talk of what the Office of Budget Responsibility will do. Now, here's one warning for you all. First rule of OBR Club is it's always wrong. So when it looks forward, the future won't be like that, unless there's some outrageous fluke. To give an example, if they were right back in the day, gilt yields would now be 5%, about 1.5%, depending where you go on the thing. Wage rises would be 5%. That'd be a different story, wouldn't it? No, it's not. They're going to announce something today on the issue of productivity. This creates a few issues because the Bank of England talked about this recently, but if you look at his actual numbers, he didn't really change them. So it's, today's the big announcement. Except in the way that the UK establishment works, obviously that'd be bad news, and you can't really have that. So they're going to revise up what employment will be. So it will probably offset, and the thing that's been sort of flagged as a big deal will be a lot less of a big deal by the time they get to it. And to return to the point of the OBR itself, frankly, if it does that sort of thing, what is the point of it? It's always wrong. It's basically jobs for the boys. And I say jobs for the boys on the fact that it is men that has it.
And with regards to the productivity, will that be the focus? Or, as you rightly say, it's not really going to shake the boat or make a big impression. Do you think that will be, the papers will be focusing on that, or will it be house building, NHS spending, stuff for the millennials, etc.?
Well, depending on how he announces that, I think that a lot of the technical press will come out with the productivity thing because they're already revved up for it. They'll have their replies already done, so to speak, or their analysis, however you want to put that, and that will then come out. So that'll be a factor, depending on how the other press look at it in terms of, say, like the house market, because there's quite a few that are cheerleaders for high house prices, exactly the opposite view of mine, so they'd see that in a different way. But coming back to the actual productivity argument, it does key into things that people might not expect at first, because this reduction in forecast, so if we were careful about this, is forecast, not actually what it's doing, then means that the UK economy will probably grow slower. That's what the Bank of England announced a few weeks back. And so there's a lot of things that come from that. Then it feeds into the OBR numbers, which will then be worse. You know, but of course, that doesn't mean reality will be like that at all, or even remotely. As it happens, just as they announced all this, the productivity figures actually got better, so it was hard not to laugh. Third quarter was very good for it. So this is quite a technical area, but depending, and here's the real problem, actually, to be frank with this sort of analysis. Depending on what they assume, they can come out with almost any number they like.
Well, on that note, we look forward to Mr. Hammond's statement later on today. In the meantime, Sean Richards from Not a Yes Man Economics. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.